Backed by popular demand, the city's winter illumination tour is planned to be even brighter in its second year. The community is invited to experience the magic of the season with more than 20 festive light installations throughout the city, many created by local artists. Some returning displays include the Main Street Boardwalk Tunnel, Jacob's Landing Waterfall, Craig's Crossing Pedestrian Bridge, Jacob's Landing Pergola, Central Park, Hespler Town Hall, and the Singing Tree outside City Hall. The event kicks off on December 1 with launch events from 6 to 8 p.m. at City Hall, 50 Dixon Street, Central Park, 615 King Street, and Hespler Town Hall, 11 Tannery Street East. Christmas Tree Tis the Season. Hashtag Seabridge Forestry staff are setting up the City Hall Christmas tree. Lights will be strung later this week. Be sure to stop by once it's all lit up or make it a stop on your winter illumination tour in December. https://t.co/9q4z1ducubepic.twitter.com/q6y4y3h City of Cambridge, at City of Cambridge, November 15, 2021. Each event will feature a food truck, live entertainment and buskers. Residents can enjoy light installations at all three locations as they're first lit up for the start of the month-long event. In addition, the Old Post Office Projection Show will feature a special winter illumination show on December 1 from 7 to 9:30 p.m. This year will also feature pop-up events on December 8 and 15 in Civic Square featuring live music and a food truck. More details, including the list of displays and an interactive map, will be available soon on the city's website. If you were unable to visit all the displays in 2020, check out this virtual tour video. The following locations have light displays that can be enjoyed year-round. Illuminated Cambridge Letters, Cambridge City Hall, 50 Dixon Street, Craig's Crossing, Pedestrian Bridge, Downtown Cambridge Old Post Office Projection, 12 Water Street South, Dalton Court, 2 Queen Square, Jacob's Landing Park, 30 Milling Road, Jacob's Landing Waterfall, 49 Guelph Avenue. The city is looking for local artists to create light displays for this event. For more details or to participate, email the event staff or complete the artist call for submission form.